And finally, the Vatican's Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, returned early this morning from a visit to Cuba, marking the 10th anniversary of John Paul II's historic voyage to the island nation that has been under communist dictatorship for nearly a half century. The United States has kept an embargo of Cuba in place since communists led by Fidel Castro came to power, and the Caribbean island nation suffers chronic shortages of basic goods. The head of the Latin American and Caribbean desk for CAFOD, the London-based Catholic Agency for Overseas Development, Clara Dixon, spoke with us about the ongoing efforts of her organization to help the Cuban people.
Catholic Relief Services has done a great deal to try and ensure that basic supplies of medicines which would not be easily available in Cuba have been sent into the country and has been recognized by the Cuban government as the church making a real contribution towards the whole issue around dialogue and reconciliation.
We saw Pope John Paul, of course, 10 years ago describing the American embargo as oppressive, unjust and ethically unacceptable. What kind of pressure do you think perhaps the Cardinal Secretary of State may be able to put in that sense to try and bring an end to this embargo?
Well, I think the position of the church all along at the level of the Vatican and at the level of the local church within Cuba has always been unequivocal in this regard. And I'm sure that this will give a kind of an added impetus. The visit of Cardinal Bertone has been massively reported in the Cuban press. I think it has been celebrated throughout Cuban society. And it's a means of ensuring that Pope Benedict will be able to carry forward that whole process of reconciliation and negotiation and moral authority which was brought to the Cuban case by Pope John Paul II.